The Brule River Fish Hatchery was built in 1927 on the Little Brule River that feeds into Lake Superior. It produced 200,000 brook trout in 1928. Last year, it raised about twice that number in coho salmon and brown trout, most bound for Lake Michigan, with 100,000 for Lake Superior. It may only employ two people, but State Representative Nick Milroy says it's important for his area.
It is a big deal for Brule. Brule is a small, tight-knit community. A lot of people are dependent on the tourism industry.
Milroy says the hatchery and the Brule River, known as one of the best trout streams in the country and fished by several presidents, draws visitors from around the country.
So we want to make sure that if anything were ever to happen to the steelhead population, that we would have the infrastructure in place to help rehabilitate that stock. And that's what that hatchery's done in the past when the stock has collapsed, and we'd like to have it there for the future.
But budget realities have idled three of the state's 14 hatcheries, and four others are operating below capacity. DNR District Director John Gajowski says Brule is old, small, and needs repairs.
It's tied to budget. It's tied to the investment or the need to upgrade it to make it compliant. So it's a combination of things.
Although Brule has been given a one-year reprieve, State Fisheries Management Director Mike Staggs says it is next on the list to be closed. He says the whole system is being evaluated and more cuts will have to be made. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.